Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti joins us. Karen, good morning. The judge in the Donald Trump hush money case has delayed sentencing, as you know, after that Supreme Court ruling on Monday. What will Judge Mershon be considering now?
Well, this is interesting because, of course, Trump is going to use this new Supreme Court ruling to say that his prosecution for that hush money situation was not constitutional and that he had absolute immunity to do what he did. And so he's going to make those arguments, but I doubt they're going to be successful because all of the allegations in that case had to do with him running for president and trying to cover up this affair that he had and by paying money and not paying taxes on it, those types of things. That really has nothing to do with an act of a president. So I think he's going to make those challenges, and I think he's going to be denied. And there's one other thing. His lawyers brought that up, immunity, that issue, and they just let it drop before the case was tried. So it could be that the court denies it based upon the fact that Trump's lawyers gave it up to begin with. So I think the court's going to consider it. The court's going to look at the arguments and is going to deny it and then proceed to the sentencing.
What about the evidence that was brought up in that case from, for example, tweets that Donald Trump sent out while he was president?
About the hush money case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, evidence was part of that trial, and some of it was from the time he was in office, wasn't it?
Right. I think that you can parse that by saying that might have been evidence relating to the case, but as to the core allegations of what the charges were, those had nothing to do with his presidential official act.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this whole Supreme Court case is going to create a brand new set of rules, because we don't know exactly what official acts are under this decision. I mean, you can read it and you can look at the words, but what is an official act? If you're running for president, is that official act? I don't think so. Are you talking to your vice president? Is that an official act? Maybe. But again, I think that this court is going to look at that and say this had all to do with running for president, covering up an affair, and not having to do with him being the president of the United States.
And how will the Supreme Court's decision apply to the charges in the election interference case?
That's going to be tricky because this decision could basically void some of the charges, because the charges were that Trump called up the Secretary of State and tried to get him to change the vote. Now, if the idea is that Trump believed that he was doing that as part of his job as president rather than running for president, then I think an argument can be made that the Supreme Court says that that's a core responsibility of the president, and that could be something that he had immunity from. Again, this is going to go forward. You know, the court there is a liberal court. The court's probably going to deny that, and it could go right back up to the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court upheld the Illinois assault weapons ban, and this was sparked by the Highland Park parade shooting, wasn't it?
It was. There are about 10 states that have similar types of laws, and the law bans certain semi-automatic rifles and these large-capacity magazines. And what's interesting is the Supreme Court does not have to take a case if it doesn't want to, and it decided in this situation not to take the case. But frankly, I wouldn't read too much into that, because I think the court has indicated that they may take the case. It's just that it's not right for them to take it. And in fact, Clarence Thomas and one other justice, I believe it was Alito, made comments like, yeah, we should take it because we don't really see how this ban will pass muster. So what I think is going to happen is that there's going to be somebody who gets convicted of this ban, and then that ban will go up to the Supreme Court. At that point, the court's going to take it and decide it.
So the issue has really not been decided, has it?
it has not been decided.
The fireworks are out there. It's that time of year again. So let's go over what the laws are, especially if you're in Illinois where fireworks are illegal. But what about buying fireworks out of state or on the internet and setting them off here?
Yeah, we have this, one of the three states that ban fireworks since like the 1940s. We can't have anything, nothing at all. Handheld fireworks, bottle rockets, sky rockets, all those are completely illegal. And even if you buy them online or you go across the border to Indiana and buy them, even just possessing them and bringing them across the state line is illegal. You know, there are fines up to $2,500. And you also have to look at your municipality because sparklers are legal in Illinois, but in Chicago, they're illegal. Hmm. So Chicago is pretty much, you really, you know, you can do those little snakes or little cap guns, and that's about it. again, you know, it's a lot of injuries every year. If you look at the statistics, I mean, thousands of people get injured with these fireworks every year. So everyone needs to be careful.
And what's the deal on liability if, you know, someone is injured or you start a fire?
Well, it's absolute liability. If you start a fire with fireworks or someone gets injured, it's absolute liability. And interestingly, if you have homeowners insurance and you think it might cover, it doesn't cover it because if it's something illegal and you're doing something illegal, the insurance company has every right to deny coverage. And I'm telling you, I've witnessed and dealt with these issues in litigation. And when someone gets injured by fireworks, it's usually pretty serious, and it could be in the millions of dollars of medical bills. And you know, unless you're willing to fork that out, you might want to just forego the fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll stick with my sparklers, snakes, and punks. Karen Conti, have a good holiday. Thank you, Karen.
Okay.